information from them? Let me look.
1 o'clock.
Yeah, I mean, I know we're only a couple minutes after, but just curious.
See here, that's 2021-13. Let me just make sure.
I mean, I can call right, Larry Mary Kay.
Which one are we doing?
I'm moving on to BOE 2021-15. Larry and Mary Kay Baumgartner.
Hello,
Mary Kay.
Uh-huh.
Hey, this is Jeff Reynolds from the Tane County Board of Equalization. Did I catch you okay time?
Yes.
Very good. Well, you are here before the Board of Equalization and our county assessor, and we're looking through some of the papers that you submitted along with, I believe you have a realtor that submitted some here. So we have your appraised value currently at, or the county does, at $22,000, and you are asking for it to be changed to what?
Well, I don't know. Last time, I think $10,000. It increased like 120% or something like that.
Sorry. This is increase of 54.55% over.
Okay, and what was the valuation last year?
$10,000.
It was $10,000.
Okay. Do you, and I believe, are there sale, here we got it. We're just getting through some of this. So you have some comparable listings that were sent over from Mitzi Jeffrey from Front Porch Realty.
Right.
One was 11.5, one was 13.5. Is there a 7,500 one?
I think so.
Now, are those from that same neighborhood?
Yes.
Okay.
Have you seen these? No.
I've not seen what you're looking at, but if you look across the street, there's two vacant lots, and I'm defending the old assessor's values. We just brought that lot up to match the rest of the lots in the area.
Sure.
So.
Have you been in front of the BOE before on this lot?
No.
Okay.
And now she added... this is a vacant lot, supposedly, but then she added a gazebo. But we put it down, but we did not charge her anything on the structure.
I mean, there's some comparable sales here that are...
How big is her piece compared to these other ones, do we know?
That one's 0.12 acres, and the two across the street that are vacant are 0.1.
There's one that's here is 0.27, one's 0.08.
Wow.
So they vary a little bit. I mean, I'm...
So how much is hers?
0.12. I did that on the
0.12. Okay.
Aerial stuff that we have. We have a program that does that.
Some of these are even smaller than hers.
Some are smaller than hers. Mary Kay, I mean, you had the, you know, comparable sales, which you have comparable sales here, which is something that we can look at.
22. Are these all of the appraisers' assessed values prior to this? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, these are defending checks values. And like I said, she was the only one in the neighborhood that was low, and everyone else, all the vacant lots are 22. Anything that's been improved with the house is 36.
So all the vacants are 22?
Yeah.
And are any of these ones there?
We're looking through some stuff. Mary Kay.
This is lot 7.
So be patient with us if you could.
Lot 7. It's Pine Woods. This is Pine Woods.
When did that come?
Oh, those are list prices.
Well, these are lists. See, I don't use my list.
These are list prices.
Well, yeah, I would presume that they're that closed price is $13,500. That list price was $15,000.
Sale, no.
And this was a closed price. I can't see the closed price on here, but it was at least $11,500. There's not multiple offer situations on lots. And if hers is a mixture between the two, I mean, I'm inclined to keep it at $10,000.
So we need to move all
the... Not necessarily. I mean, she appealed. We don't have to move all of them.
We haven't made it. She's trying to be consistent is what she's asking.
Yeah, we can. I mean, if we want to do that, I mean, we can.
I do. I want to make sure everybody's here.
Sorry, I'll pick this.
And that's what Wesley's showing you, but sorry.
Is that what they were? They were all previously that?
Yeah, I went in, and like I said, when we looked at the land in that area, somebody asked about it, and so we looked, and, you know, there's always a neighbor who can figure out who's got the cheap. And so instead of changing them all down, I didn't look it up. I just raised that to go with everybody else.
I mean, it makes sense what you did.
Yeah.
This is not a right wrong issue. It's more, she's appealing her jump, which is, you know, went from 10,000 to 22,000. She has some comparable lot sales.
Well, I say, if it's in the same Pine Woods and it's a vacant lot and it's selling for that, then that's where it needs to be. I don't know where these numbers came from.
And, you know, what we can adjust values on when somebody appeals is if they have an appraisal or if they have, you know, some comparables or, you know, those are two things that we have. We have closing statements. Those are two things that we can factor.
See, I can't change it for the rest of the neighborhood for 2 years now. I gotta wait till 2023.
Well, she's the one that appealed, so I mean, it's there. If they didn't appeal, they didn't appeal.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, personally, I don't have a disagreement with 22. I mean, personally, but she came in on her appeal to do it from, you know, based on that, going from 10 to 22. I don't know if these were already 22 and they didn't have that much of a raise or if they all jumped from 10 to 22.
No, I just told you, everything in there was 22. That's why hers was the only one that was
okay.
Not. And so that's the only reason.
Well, that makes sense for sure on your end. I don't know. What do you guys think?
We got some recent sales in there.
We do. We do. And it warrants...
Are these listings or sales, though?
Those are sales. They say closed.
Oh, okay.
And I think the date's over here, the close date, right? So we said.
Okay, closed, I'm sorry.
We just want to make sure they're in this.
And what are those?
Century.
Thank you.
Or decade. Day, 5 years.
How far back are they?
Can I say something?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Go ahead, Mary Kay.
Okay, I know there was a question if we would sell it for $22,000. Our lot is a... open lot to sell. It's part of our landscaping and everything. We've got trees and flowers and all kinds of things out there.
Sure. Yeah, I understand that's
still a separate lot.
Yeah, it is a separate lot. It's part of that.
If somebody offered you $100,000, you'd grab it.
know, there's always a price, but yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's the 13.5, and that's what I'd be inclined since we got one there.
Okay, we have a sale here for 13.5. So I'm going to make a motion that we change the valuation on BOE 2021-15 to $13,500.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Mary Kay, you'll be getting a letter from the county stating the change and, anyway, appreciate your time today.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, have a great weekend. Bye.
Thank you.
Or it's Thursday. All right. Hello, are you here to see me? No, you're just the only comfortable chair in the house. I'm just... Ah. Sorry, I didn't recognize you.
She came to get your check.
It's the get my check. Well, I probably need
to. Came to collect.
Came to collect. All right, let's give Mark and Debbie a call.
Is that the ones we just called before?
Yeah. I'm going to know this phone number by heart by the time we're done.
Hello, this is Mark.
Hey, Mark, this is Jeff Reynolds again from the Taney County Board of Equalization. So, was that a pretty good lunch? Everybody wants to know.
Yes, it was. It was actually in St. Petersburg, Florida at a barbecue.
Okay. Well, I thought you were in Rogers, so I thought, man, there's some great places to eat in Rogers. So.
There are.
Probably better in St. Petersburg.
We're at that market.
Awesome. Very good. Well, we're looking obviously at your appeal for the two condos here at the Promenade. And, can you just kind of share some about your case?
So we paid $65 for one of them and $70 for the other.
When?
And, it's been, September, 2019.
And you did 65 on one, and how much on the other?
70 on the other. So 65 on the one from the fourth floor, and 70 for the one that's on the fifth floor. And they're both 6 square feet.
Okay.
And that kind of seems like the going rate. Maybe they've gone up a little bit, but... what makes them hard to sell is it's hard to get financing on them.
Sure, sure.
Are you familiar with what some of these are?
Yes, yeah.
You can only stay in them 21 days. A year.
Sure. We currently have your valuation at 90. You know, one of them for $90,789, and the other one for $93,73.
Well, those are the correct numbers. Okay.
Sorry.
And I've got comps.
Can I see them?
Wesley, are your values matching that?
Yeah, over here on this page.
I think the ones he printed out had too high.
Yeah, 118.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just make sure. 90 and 95.
But when I go to my actual page, it shows what it was when I set it up.
At 118.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been dropped?
It's been dropped since then, since it was 118.